Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Outdated technology is the best.
It really is.
So, hey, this is the outdated indie circuit.
That's right. We'll be outdated at some point.
My name's Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
I shouldn't say as always. Last week, you guys are all treated to the views of a Japanese visitor
to America. Imports.
It was awesome.
Now we're back to America.
The other awesome thing was the gigantic suitcase full of Super Nintendo and Nintendos from Japan.
Nice. Did you get an Ultraman game out of it?
Oh my God, so many games.
Cool. So many games, so little time.
That's what prompted that whole thing in that other room.
That big old CRT.
See, well, we could just talk about it. I guess it doesn't really matter. I've collected game systems my whole life. At one point, my collection was up to 38 systems. And I'm the kind of collector that like buys and sells until I have the best example, and I hoard all the accessories and all the games along the way with each package. Like, I'll buy 20, sell the old one I'll clean it up real nice, but I'll sell the old one that was in worse shape, keep all the new games, sell the duplicate games with it as a package. You know, I'm continually upgrading my stuff. So in the late 90s, maybe the early 2000s, I said, you know, I'm done with this. I'm not really playing as much as I used to. So I sold off most of them, and I kept all the prime examples of the prime systems. You know, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, that kind of stuff. The GameCube, all that. But, again, you can only have one or two systems per TV before it gets to be really just a mess. And I just wasn't playing that much. So I sealed them, boxed them all up, and sealed them and put them up in the attic. So the attic has, like, I think between 15 and 20 crates of games and game stuff and game systems. And my two TVs I have are just the new systems. I have the Wii and the PS3 and the Wii U and
Wii U
and the PS2. So I just have Nintendo and PlayStation, newer generations. It's not the newest because I don't pay $700 for a system. So, and that's fine. Flash forward to last week, exchange student comes back to visit. I had flippantly asked if she could bring the Famicom and the Super Famicom from Japan. She says, sure, no problem. All her friends gave her their systems. One of them is in the box. Wow. I swear it was never used. And all these games.
Wow.
So now I'm like, well, I got this bright idea. I'm like, I'm going to get an old CRT TV because, believe it or not, if you hook the old systems up to the newer TVs, they look like garbage time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're all blocky and they look terrible. So you kind of have... There's converters and up converters and stuff like that, but that's kind of like getting away from what these really were. They're cheap, easy games that play really nice on an old CRT. So the search goes out for I'm looking for a 20-inch TV. I want a smaller TV. I don't want to pay a lot. I don't want to have this big, gigantic thing. And I'm looking around and searching, and one guy he has a whole pile of these CRTs. And he has them listed on Craigslist. They're kind of expensive, like $50, $40, but I would have paid it. I contact the guy, hey, let me know, I want to get this going. Next day, hey, let me go, and I want to get this going, here's my phone number. Well, on the third day, I'm like, you know, this guy, whatever, he doesn't know how to do Craigslist. So, and I start looking again, hey, 2 27-inch CRTs, really good condition, free. Call wow. them. I'll be there tomorrow morning. Okay. I show up. I grab them. I got two of these. They're bigger than I want, but they're both beautiful. And the one I have inside is far exceeds what I wanted for or needed for. But I'm like, yes. So now I'm actually gonna dig out the crates from the attic that have the American Nintendo and the American Super Nintendo. So I'm going to have side by side, I'll have the Japanese NES and Super NES, and then the American ones. So I'll have all four of them, and then I'll bring down the crates of games, and I'll just have like stacks and stacks of the two games, because I have a ton of amazing. Games. It's going to be fun, you know?
That's amazing.
And I'll have it set up in that spare bedroom, and then when I want to do some retro gaming, I'll just kick it on and play some of these old games I grew up loving, you know.
Oh, God, yeah. That's Can't cool ask. Stuff, man.
It was fun, you know.
That's cool. So just get in the room there, like, old school.
Just all old school. I'll put, like, a lava lamp or something, you know. It was yeah, like,
there
yeah.
you go.
Right, let's go to some music. I talked a little bit long, but
a matter of fact, let's play some video game music.
Beep, boop, bop, beep, boop. Sounds good. Christmas in July. or Christmas in October.
Yes.
Here we go. Buckle up, folks.
Derek, I don't know if you're familiar with the belief that some Aboriginal tribes hold. It's the concept that a photo might steal a part of your soul. I mean, what are your thoughts on that if someone gets his picture taken for a living?
Well, I guess I would have to answer your question with another question. How many Aboriginals do you see modeling?
Man with no sin, you dismay. remember Troy's tower tale, your Osborn on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were born astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In this sweet and in this right, in this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, that which his mother Mary did not in Satan's form. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto the enchanted brought tidings of the same. How that in this medium was born Jesus, our Lord by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were born astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Hey, how much farther is it?
Far.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Bring out today!
このポッドキャストを聞いて、あなたは普段より数倍賢くなるでしょう。
Drop the gun! Drop it!
This is Killer Street. Here, anything goes. And that's no jive. There's one dude they all rap about. They call him Super Dude.
Hey, listen, man, I'm working undercover.
A mellow cat with chicks.
Well, I could be through here by midnight.
A cool, mean cat to rip off stud.
I'm gonna nail him if it takes my lifetime.
Nothing, nobody stops Super Dude.
Don't move, don't turn around. I'll pull your head off.
The one killer killers fear. Super Dude. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like. Pull the strings!
Yeah. That was my Bela Lugosi imitation. But wait, I'm not here to do Bela Lugosi imitation. I'm here to talk about our blogs. What are our blogs?
Oh my God, what are blogs?
What are blogs? I don't know. It's this new thing that just happened a few months ago. And
all the kids are talking about it.
All the cool kids are talking about it. You know, but the nerdy guys are doing it. The cool kids are talking about it. And chicks dig them, let me tell you.
Your blog is one of the most famous blogs in the history of blogging.
That's right. Destination Nightmare, my comic book blog, which you can find by Googling Destination Nightmare blog, which you'll find thousands of comic book stories.
It's insane.
And other things.
Artwork, cross links. Yours is like an information mecca.
Yes. It's the information highway.
Mine, on the other hand, is an information stupidity black hole. It's an information black hole, and it's just filled with stupidity. It's called the Wannabe Hot Rodder. It's just me talking about my struggle against boring...
Oppression?
Oppressive cars.
Okay.
And my desire to have better ones of those.
Better hot rods. Like a hot rod. You want to be a hot rod. You have a goal in life. You want to be a hot rod. You're going out of the street...
It was a simple man with a simple plan and a simple goal and a simple brain.
Pulling up to a car going like vroom, vroom, vroom.
You're like, hey, what the?
Yeah, exactly. Get the hydraulics going, you know, the ding-dong balls in the back and the fuzzy dice in the front. Yeah, hey, it's a goal. It's an achievement. It's something to look forward to getting.
It's a trophy on PlayStation 4, as it were. That's not true at all. But go check out those awesome blogs. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, come on. Label your streets like the rest of the country.
Not that far away. Oh, why?
that far away. Like it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Ah, thank you. I've been standing there for centuries.
Yes, I suppose it seemed... Why, it's raining, but you're not wet.
No, I'm not, am I?
Where are you coming from?
I was watching a wonderfully terrifying double feature movie. I was a teenage Frankenstein in Blood of Dracula.
Oh?
Professor Frankenstein created a teenage monster to bring havoc and terror to all who meet him. But he left a few parts out, particularly in the poor lad's face.
May we change the subject?
And the vampire in Blood of Dracula, quite unfriendly except when hungry, than any friend will do for a few ghastly moments.
Please,
here's where I must leave you.
But there's nothing here but an old cemetery.
Yes, I know. I want to meet some old friends here. After you see I was a teenage Frankenstein in Blood of Dracula, you might drop back here. We'll discuss the pictures to some length.
Yes, yes, I'll do that.
助けて、私やりたくないのにこんなことやらされてるんだよ。ポッドキャストとかも知らんしみたいな話なんですけど、っていうか何このフォーチュクッキーしか食べられないっていうこのは。
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
I got something for you, darling, that'll never, never end. Oh yeah, got something for you, darling, that'll never, never end. A good loving, make me feel so glad.
Take me back again.
be the last time. It'll 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 be the last
Life sucks.
It does?
Yeah. But you know what makes life better?
What's that?
The Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
You're right. Hey, you know, you bring up a very, very good point. When you're feeling down, you know, why don't you just go over to YouTube and in the search bar, just type in Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
Yeah.
It'll make your day brighter because it's us showing you, presenting you an old-style Creature Feature. You know.
Yeah, from like the olden days with cool movies. We're like a ray of sunshine in your dark, miserable, horrible life in your mother's basement.
Yikes. Grim. But we also have lots of other stuff. You know, like we found some old public access shows that I used to do, and there's all kinds of wacky stuff going on there. There's Darth Vader dancing with Ultraman. So it's not just Creature Features. There's all kinds of exciting stuff. And hey, while you're doing that, go on the internet, go on to Facebook, and join the Creature Feature with Doc and Clown Facebook page.
Hell yeah.
It's fun for the whole family. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you.
Don't you know, don't you know, you make me blue. Don't you know, don't you know, you've been untrue. So many times I said and cried, so many times you told me lies. Don't you know, you made me blue. Don't you care for me, girl? Is your love for me, girl, now is it real? So many times you
you care, don't you care for me, girl? I'll remember all the time that you kissed and held me tight, always in my arms and by my side. But now with each passing day, your love seems to fade away. A love that was strong now has surely died. Don't you know, don't you know I love you, girl? Don't you know that you send my heart a whirl? For you, girl, I would do most anything to keep your love through everything. Don't you know, don't you know I love you, girl? But now with each passing day, your love seems to fade away. A love that was strong now has surely died. Don't you know you make me sad? Can't you see you're treating me bad?
Here, in this primitive river bottom wilderness in southern Arkansas, along with deer, duck, crane, and beaver, lurks a creature that walks upright. Whether it is a man, a monster, or a myth, no one really knows. What we do know is the people around Falk, Arkansas, say they have seen such a creature nearly 250 times since 1954. And that this creature, whatever it is, emits one of the most terrifying sounds ever recorded.
What you do at Inatech is you take the specifications from the customers and you bring them down to the software engineers.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Well, then I just have to ask, why couldn't the customers just take them directly to the software people, huh?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because engineers are not good at dealing with customers.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Holy super long pile of music, Batman.
Man.
That was okay, first of all, we played the Hula Girls. Awesome. Then we played some trailers and some shenanigans. And then we played the Out of Sights. And here's some exciting news for them. If you go to the Out of Sights website, you'll find out that they're preparing for a new album to be released.
Cool. It
turns out in December, I guess, they're coming out with a third album, which means I'm missing two of their albums, which means I better get on the ball. I'll have to contact them and say, hey, hook us up, because we love their music. They are really cool. I really dig their stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was something, some band used to say that. Them, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yes. I think something it was the Yeah, Yeah, Yes.
By Yeah, Yeah,
and the Johnny Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, that was a lot of music that we played. I hope everybody enjoys it, but now it's time to talk.
And they're like, oh, can I fast forward to the music part?
Now, are we going to be opening up the third man box on this show?
No, that'll be the bunch of dorks, the big reveal.
So in order to find out what's inside the third man box, you're going to have to listen to Bunch of Dorks.
Okay, so yeah, if you go to bunchofdorks.com and you listen to, we have numerous other podcasts. One's a B-movie review podcast, that's Slow Robot. Then we have the two-dimension podcast, which is comic books.
Comic books,
but that's all on bunchofdorks.com. If you go to the very bottom, we have the Bunch of Dorks, the original Bunch of Dorks, which has been around for like 11 years, 10 to 11 years. It's one of the oldest podcasts in the world. I'm opening. I got a Third Man Records package. I was in their vault program, but then I quit. But I still got one. So either I didn't quit right, or they owed me one. So I, you know, whatever the case.
It's a going away present. They say.
Yeah. What happened last time is Third Man Records sent me the vault package, and it was all, who was it? Not Loretta Swit.
Not Loretta Swit from Imagine. Loretta Lynn.
Loretta Lynn, and the whole package was that, and I'm like, wow, I got taken. I got really ripped off. So I was not
pleased. Did you sell it?
No, it's still sitting over there. It's on the. Okay. I have to sell it.
Now it's worth a million. It'll be worth $1 million soon.
Probably. So hold on to it. Yeah. So this one, I'm a little bit apprehensive. You know.
It looks like a big pack. It looks like, you know, a lot of stuff full, in there.
So I'm gonna be doing the big reveal next show, or the Bunch of Dorks. So
go to Bunch of Dorks, and I know this is killing you to know what, find out what's in there. Yeah. We'll find out.
Oh, the
teaser,
suspense.
As they say in the business.
Yeah, and you know, Radio St. Pete. This is a Radio St. Pete exclusive. They sent us an email saying that they won the award. An award?
They won an award.
It's a major award.
Like the local?
It's a leg lamp. Hold on.
It's
no,
a leg lamp.
Yeah, no. The major award.
It's a reg ramp.
A reg ramp. Okay, let's see.
Wow, we won on.
Let's see.
The Rain Award.
Yeah, the top. There, it's in the top three of the Rain Award. So at Rain Summit Atlanta yesterday, winners of the 6th annual Rain. The finalists of the 6 categories, things and stuff. I don't know, so I guess we were recognized, or we were third in that category.
The new phone books are here. We're somebody. Yeah. We're somebody.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, good, man. Good for us. Slap your back or whatever.
I was sad that, I don't know, I wish we would get nominated, but I don't know, maybe we did. I don't know.
Maybe we did. We'll find out soon enough.
Nobody knows. All right, here's some music. They know. That's music.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger.
sweetheart. So what are you waiting for? Breakfast in bed? Another glorious day in the Corps. Day in the Marine Corps is like a day on the farm. Every meal is a banquet. Every paycheck a fortune. Every formation a parade. I love the Corps.
All right, that was Red Bacteria Vacuum with Horror Samba, Color and Love Music. So thanks to Kyoko-chan, Kyoko-san for helping us translate all those wacky names, which, remember, I don't know if you remember the last couple of weeks, I would just say, and I don't know, I can't read that kanji, I don't know.
And now you know.
One of the funniest things was that she was reading them, some she was like, it doesn't really mean, like some words just doesn't mean anything, it's weird, so.
It's music.
It
doesn't have to mean anything.
That's why we love it. So, all right, I guess that's it for this week. We're winding down. All right. Thanks for listening. Thank you for being Radio St. Pete, winning the Rain Awards, or Rain, you know, being at least a nomination. A high nomination.
Yes, thank you for noticing.
Next year, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. How about giving the indie circuit some love?
That's right.
That's it for this week. My name is Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
Thanks for listening. We will see you all next week for more shenanigans and music, but mostly shenanigans and some music.